This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
I'm in my Union J rig out as usual. Mm-hmm. Walk around town like this, walk around, go to work like this. Big hoodie with Union J badge. I haven't got my hat. I can't find my hat.
Oh, it's a shame. You're looking wonderful. You're very excited. It's the semi-finals this weekend. As a mum, you must be so nervous.
No, not so nervous, really.
A
little bit this week, yeah, because they're so close now. One more week and then they get to be in the final.
I had a very, very uncomfortable conversation with my fiancé about 2 weeks ago because they, of course, were in the sing-off, weren't they, a couple of weeks ago.
They've been in the sing-off.
And she was talking about your boy and she was saying, do you know what? He's a nice-looking boy, but he's got such a lovely voice. He's even more attractive now. And I'm sitting hang on a second. Whoa, calm yourself
She was fangirling, definitely fangirling, yeah. Happens to us all.
I mean, he's a very, very talented lad. I mean, how long has he had this talent for? Did you realise from...
Always, yeah. He's always been able to sing, yeah. I mean, he's been on stage since he was little, really, doing sort of amateur stuff and things like that. And then when he sort of got to be a teenager, he didn't lose his voice. He didn't break. It slipped, apparently, is the official thing.
His voice slipped.
So he didn't lose it. And just this amazing voice that he has. It's a bit of a cliche, but it is a God-given talent. He's got such a fab voice.
I am surprised you're here this morning because I thought that the press would be camped outside your house looking for you in photographs and your dressing gown, all this sort of stuff.
No, they can have them. I don't care. Probably a onesie, though, because it is Union J, of course, and it has to be a onesie. I don't have a onesie. I need to get a onesie. No, it's not been too crazy, actually. Not sort of in person. I did have three girls come into where I work yesterday to want to come and see me, and I came down and they always start to cry, and I'm like, please don't cry, why are you crying? It's because they're so excited because you're just the nearest thing that they think they'll probably get to see in any of the boys.
You should be crying, not them.
I know. I'm so proud of them all. The boys are fabulous, but their fans are amazing. They're absolutely amazing.
So the semi-final this weekend, and it's the big one, really, because nobody wants to go out in the semi-finals.
It's the worst week to go home, isn't it? It's got to be.
I'm going to ask you a question now, and I hate to put you on the spot, but do you think they will go through this weekend? Silence.
Think, don't know. It's anybody's game. That's been proved because, you know, the weeks that we've been there, there's been some shocking sort of results come through. Everybody thinks they're shocking. I'm not going to comment on what I think is shocking because you're going to ask me. I know you are.
Christopher Maloney, everyone. Yeah.
The public will vote for who they want to. We're hoping that everybody's going to get behind the boys this week because they were in the bottom two last week and they so did not deserve to be in the bottom two last week. They were amazing last week.
Always the problem with the public vote. You never quite know what's going to happen because they may think that Union G are safe.
No, they're not. Vote. They're not safe. Vote. 10 times more than normal, please.
You're quite scary when you get angry. Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, do you know what? Luton needs to get behind the boys because Jamie is from here. He was born here. My family have lived here for over 100 years. They moved here in 1910, I think. And if every person in Luton voted, there's over 200,000 people here. Come on, guys. Let's show Liverpool.
That is very, very true, actually. They were saying, they've got the Liverpool votes. What about the Luton votes?
What about the Luton votes? Yeah. We're just as good.
Obviously, it's very, very busy right now.
Crazy.
For Union J. When do you actually get to speak to your son?
Well, we see him at the weekends, obviously. We get to go and then we see them after. And sometimes Jamie gets to come back, depending on how busy they are the next morning. Gets home towards the end of the week, occasionally he's been getting home because obviously it's only Wembley, so it's not far from here. Texts and the odd phone call, you know.
You must miss him though, greatly.
Yeah, of course we miss him. But his partner's still living with me at the minute, so.
It must be a very, very strange existence. Have you got any advice on how to deal with fame?
Oh gosh, no. I wouldn't want to do it. It's crazy. I mean, I suppose if Jamie's always wanted to sing, and if you want to sing at the level that he wants to sing, as in front of thousands and thousands of people, you've got to take on board that you're going to be famous and you're going to be recognised.
Across beds, hearts and bucks, this is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.